get. Rumi said, listen, when you are thirsty, means the water is calling you. You don't see the other part of it. You need the water, and water is calling you, right? Here, the water, the ocean, it will say, what? Say, oh, this ocean, whatever, it will give you a hint. Take that hint. Why? Because ocean is what we are looking for, the ocean of knowledge. We know that the best thing is the improvement of knowledge. And this is why we are here. Before human being, okay, life was here for millions of years. So what? Yes, improved up to dinosaurs and changed to something else. We are the goal. Why? Because look at the knowledge. We are the first animal here who doesn't think about survival. He's thinking about the end of the galaxies and microbial existence. We want to know it all. Means what? That thirst is in us. The attraction toward knowledge. Whatever happens, you want to know. That's the main source. This is what we are counting on. Yes?
Do not turn your head away from the indications given by the sea. Conclude, and God best knoweth the right course. That irreverent made no pause in the words, in this fashion from these cold lips in the presence of the prophet. Words were assisting him. He was ignorant that hearsay is mere babble in the presence of sight. Indeed, these matters of hearsay are only a substitute for sight. They are not for him who is present, but for him who is absent.
Okay, all these verses is insisting on one thing, the information, which is khabar. We say, look at this information. First of all, when this fellow is talking, why is he talking like this? Because the knowledge in him automatically will bring the, will make the speech like that. It's a combination of situation and the ideology of the fellow. And say, haha, look at it. Whatever somebody is talking about, that is a key to see behind it, to see the history of this fellow. Because with talking, you will bring out whatever. So, whoever is connected, he doesn't need these informations anymore. When he's purified and he knows everything, he doesn't need this analysis. Yes?
Whoever has been caused to attain unto sight, before him these matters of hearsay are idle.
Yeah, do you remember the story of that? It's a very famous story of a lover who goes and joins the beloved, and he brings out the court postal that he was writing to the beloved, and he started to narrate them. And, oh, you silly, you're here, you don't need that anymore. But me talking and presenting myself is that sickness that you see here, yes?
When you have sat down beside your beloved, after this, banish the dalalas. When anyone has passed beyond childhood and has become a man, the letter and the dalala becomes irksome to him. He reads letters for the purpose of teaching.
Dalala, what is that dalala? That's Arabic, that's a dalale. Dalale means the fellow who goes in between. But at the same time, dalil is the logic, and dalil is guidance to somewhere.
It's
so dalale is the guide. What?
Matchmaker?
Yeah, matchmaker as well, but mainly is that communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's talking about that. Why? Because we don't separate these two stuff. You're talking just for talking, or you're talking for passing the information. The second one is real talking. The first one is waste of time. Yes?
He reads letters for the purpose of teaching. He utters words for the purpose of making others understand. 'Tis wrong to speak by hearsay in the presence of those who see, for it is a proof of our heedlessness and deficiency. In the presence of a seer, silence is your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
On this account came the allocution, "Be ye silent."
Means what? Be ye silent. That's the Arabic word for insatu. It happened like this. One day Muhammad will come and we see that a lot of people, they're joined together and blah, 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 talking to each other, and they were a little bit drunk and all that stuff. When somebody is reading, they're reading the book, which is Quran, the rest of you zip it, because your silence is necessity of that moment. You should listen, just listen. That's why the Muslims, when they are praying, at the beginning, the main guy starts to read two verses of Quran. In that time, nobody is doing anything, because somebody loud is reading the Quran. So everybody should be quiet. Yes?
If he bid you speak, speak gladly, but say little and do not draw out your words to length.
Please, please remember this. If a master will ask you about something, answer, but minimum, don't give a lecture. If he needed a lecture, he will ask for more, then you could explain more. Yes.
And if he bid you draw them out to length, speak with the same modesty and comply with his command. Even as I, now, in this goodly enchantment with Ziya al-Haq Usamadin, when I am cutting short...
Do you remember what is that name? Hisam al-Din means the weapon of the path, and Ziaul Haq means the brightness of Haq. This is the name of this God, right? Here, when he had this long paragraph and he's talking about talking and listening, who is the best listener? The Hisam al-Din. This is the guy that is writing the book, right? Here he will say, haha, look at this beautiful story. In this beautiful story, I am with this guy. When I try to cut it short, he will do a lot of magics and tricks to make it long. Mm-hmm. Means I'm talking here because this listener is here. That's the real connection. If nobody is listening, why should I talk? Yes.
When I am cutting short my discourse concerning the way of righteousness, he draws me on to speak by 100 kinds. O Hisam al-Din, radiance of the Almighty, inasmuch as you are seeing, why do you seek speech from me?
A very good question. Okay, he said, this is the best student of mine. I'm writing the book for him, and he's listening. And whenever I try to cut it short, he tries to make it long. Hey, you, when you know it, why are you trying to make me talk more? Huh? What? Maybe?
Perchance this demand may arise from your love for the desired one.
Uh-huh. You are trying to make me talk because you're in love with this subject and it will give you the best pleasure. That's why. Yes?
Give me wine to drink and tell me that it is. At this moment, his cup is at your mouth. But the ear says, where is the ear's portion?
How beautiful and romantic here. Because he's talking about this fellow. who is the best student, who is the boss and who is taking him all of this, right? He will say, you know what? You have the wine, drinking the wine, and your ear will say, I want to listen. Talk about it even. You know it, but you want to hear the voices as well. Yes?
O ear, thy portion is the heat. Lo, you are heated and intoxicated. It replied, my greed is greater than this.
Okay. Next time, inshallah, you will hear the answer of Muhammad to this problem. You remember the problem. The leader has chosen someone, the jealousy doesn't let them anyone to move. This was the main subject for the future. یک سریر می فرستاد این رسول بهر جنگ کافر و دفع فضول. یک جوانی را گزید و از غزیل میر لشکر کردش و سالار خیل. اصل لشکر بی سمان بی جوان سرور بود، قوم بی سرور تن بی سر بود. این همه که مرده و پج مرده ای زن بود که ترک سرور کرده ای. از کسل و از بخل و از ما و منی می کشی سر، خیش را سر می کنی. همچه استوری که بگریزد زبار، او سر خود گیردن در کوسا. صاحبش در پی دوان که خیر سر، هر طرف گرگیست اندر قصد خر. گرز چشمم این زمان غایب شوی، پیش فراید به هر طرف گرگ قوی. استخوانت را بخواید چون شکر، که نبینی زندگانی را دگر. آنو مگیر آخر بمانی از علف، آتش از بیهیزومی گردد تلف. هین به مگریز از تصرف کردنم، و از گرامی بار که جانت منم. تو ستوری هم که نفست غالب است، حکم غالب را بوده ای خود پرست. خر نخوندد، اسب خوندد ذوالجلال، اسب تازی را عرب گوید تعال. میر آخر بود حق را مصطفی، بهر استوران نفس پرجفا. قلتعالو گفت از جذب کرم، تا ریاضت تم دهم من رایزم. نفس ها را تا مروز کردم، زین ستوران بس لگده ها خوردم. هر کجا باشد ریاضت باره ای، از لگده هاش نباشد چاره ای. لاجرم اغلب بلا بر انبیاست، که ریاضت دادن خامان بلاست. سک سکانید از دمم یرقا روید، تا یواش و مرکب سلطان شدید. قلتعالو گفت رب، ای ستوران رمیده از ادب. گر نیاینده نبی غمگین مشو، زندوی تمکین تو پر از کین مشو. گوش بعضی از این تعالوها کر است، هر ستوری را ستبلی دیگر است. منهزم گردند بعضی از این ندا، هست هر اصلی طویله او جدا. منقبض گردند بعضی از این قصص، زان که هر مرغی جدا دارد قفس. خود ملایک نیز ناهمتا بودند، زین سبب بر آسمان صف صف شدند. کودکان گرچه به یک مکتب درند، در سبب هر یک زید بالاترند. مشرقی و مغربی را حس هاست، منصب دیدار حس چشم راست. صد هزاران گوش ها گر صف زنند، جمله محتاجان چشم روشنند. باز صف گوش ها را منصبی، در سماع جان و اخبار نبی. صد هزاران چشم را آن راه نیست، هیچ چشمی از سما آگاه نیست. همچنین هر یک میشمر، هر یکی معذور از آن کار دیگر. پنج حس ظاهر و پنج اندرون، ده صفند اندر قیام صافون. هر کسی کو از صف دین سرکشه است، میرود سوی صفی کان واپس است. تو ز گفتار تعالو کم مکن، کیمیای بیشگر فستین سخن. گر مسی گردد ز گفتارت نفیر، کیمیا را هیچ از وی وامگیر. این زمان گر بست نفس ساهرش، گفتی تو سودش کند در آخرش. قل تعالو ای غلام، این که ان الله یدعو به سلام. خواجه باز از منی و سروری،
سروری جو، کم طلب کن سروری.